Pitcairn Island is an outcrop of rock and history in the South Pacific. It's the last British territory in the Pacific, the place where a little over 200 years ago, Fletcher Christian led a couple of dozen Polynesians and mutineers from the HMS Bounty. With a population of 47, the isolated island barely gets by from some tourism, from selling postage stamps, honey, and some local crafts. And now, whatever aura of romance may have once attached to the place is being dispelled in a series of criminal trials. Seven Pitcairn men are charged with various sexual offenses. Their accusers are women who came from the island but are testifying from New Zealand. Sue Ingram is a reporter for Radio New Zealand who's on Pitcairn Island. Sue Ingram, what's the picture of life on Pitcairn Island that's emerging from these trials?
We're getting two different pictures here. In the community, women have talked to us and have painted a picture of consensual underage sex. Some of them are saying that that's what they have enjoyed in the past. In court, another story has emerged of coercion and rape. And what the prosecution is trying to paint is a picture where many Pitcairn men took their sexual pleasures of young girls, preying on them in daily life.
The offences in question are alleged to have occurred many years ago. Why are these charges only being brought now?
The charges span back to 1964 and go up to 1999. In 1999, a British policewoman came to the island for training purposes and started to hear stories which gave her concern, which prompted the investigation which led to these allegations.
How young, though, were the youngest girls who allegedly were raped in these cases?
So far, we've heard two complainants, and of those charges, there was a 5-year-old involved. The other alleged victims are young teenagers, around 11 and 12.
And the issue seems to be, on the one hand, was this consensual or not, but in any case, this would all be criminal activity, wouldn't it, for men to be having sex with young teenage girls?
That's absolutely right. In criminal law, of course, any sex with a woman under 15 in Pitcairn law and 16 in British law is a crime.
Now, can you explain how this trial is actually taking place? Who is where and who is testifying from where?
It has taken enormous logistical preparation to hold this trial on Pitcairn Island itself. There are two courtrooms. There are seven trials which are going on sometimes simultaneously. There are three judges. Because all the women are giving their evidence via a video feed from Auckland, and the prosecution wanted to minimize their trauma, what is happening is that the complainant is giving her evidence in one trial. That trial is adjourning. Another trial is opening. The same complainant is giving her evidence for that trial, and so on. It means as you're sitting in one of the courts, you're getting evidence in say, trial one, then that's adjourned, you're getting, then hearing evidence in trial two.
Seven men represent, the defendants, that is, represent a significant chunk of the population of this island. If they were actually convicted and jailed, could life actually go on Pitcairn Island?
Well, the defendants do represent a significant chunk of the male population here, and even more, Steve Christian in particular, who is defendant one in trial one, is the most prominent figure on Pitcairn. He's the present-day mayor of Pitcairn. He's an important operator of the longboat, which is essential for the Pitcairners to get their supplies on shore, and he's the chief engineer and the dentist. If these men were jailed, the suggestion is that, in fact, they would be allowed out during the week on work parties. So essential is their participation in life here.
Sue Ingram of Radio New Zealand in Pitcairn Island, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.